There is no one like you, no counsel like yours, no power like yours, no name like yours, no word like yours, no friend like you. You are high and you are lifted up. Lord, we don't even know how to express ourselves, but Lord, we pour all of ourselves even into our admiration of who you are. And we ask of you, Lord, that you draw us closer to you. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of a sound mind. We do not take it for granted that we are aware of where we are. We are aware of who we are. We are aware of your promises. We are aware of the victory. We are aware of the sacrifice on the cross on Calvary. We are aware of eternal life. We are aware that you are coming back again. Lord, in all of this, we pray that we be positioned for victory. Amen. By your Spirit, by your word and your grace, even tonight, oh God, we pray, Lord, indeed that there will be revelation, that there will be demonstration, that there will be manifestation, that of a truth, you have really want us to have victory in life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit.
I want you
Spirit
to analyze it. I don't want you to. Let everyone sing it. Amen. Let everyone sing it for yourself. Amen. You know the situation. Don't let it pass you through your head. Let process it through your mind. Yes, it's a personal plea.
All my cares and burdens.
Children, do you have cares? Do you have burdens? Don't let it go through your head. Let it go through your mind.
Someone help me with this fun. Hallelujah. There are times that you don't know what to do. There are times when life becomes burdensome. There are times when the weights become heavy. But he made provision for you to cast them. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon the Lord. Because he cares for you. Because he cares for you. Because he has made provision for you to come out of the situation. They are not your burdens. The Bible says he gladly bears our burdens. Oh God, we bless you. Thank him. Agree with him that he is your burden bearer. He is your burden bearer. He is your burden bearer. Oh God, you are our burden bearer. Lord, you give us burdens that are easy. Lord, we exchange the heavy burdens of life for your yoke and your burdens in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us tonight. Help us to trust you. Help us to walk with you. Help us to allow you to have them. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Winning with a sound mind. I want you to stand in the place of prayer tonight. Even as I share with you what I felt the Lord laid upon my heart. In Isaiah 26 verse 3, the Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Yes, it may be that you trusted in the past, and God has helped you before, but even in the now, you need to keep trusting the Lord. It does not matter how it appears. It does not matter what you have heard. When your mind is stayed on God, perfect peace follows. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. So I began to wonder, how many types of mind does the Bible talk about? Types of mind. And I saw in 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, David talking to his son. He said, as for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. That is what is called a willing mind. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, thou will eat of the fruit of the land. A willingness is a state of mind. A mind that says, you know what? I will do what God requires of me. I pray that God will find us willing tonight. Amen. The fact that you are here and this vigil, I believe is saying to God, I am a willing mind. I have a willing mind. I want to do your bidding. I want to walk with you. I want to experience you. So as we pray tonight, let your mind follow the prayers. Don't let your mind be absent. Don't have an absent-minded approach to prayer tonight. Don't let your mind be processing what will happen tomorrow. Not even the birthday party tomorrow. Leave the things that you didn't finish before you came here. Have a willing mind for victory. Have a willing mind that wants to win. In the name of Jesus. Then the Bible talks in James chapter 1 verse 8. It says there are people that have double-minded mind. Their minds are double-minded. And the Bible said they are unstable in all their ways. And they should not expect anything from God. Say, that's not my portion. Say, my mind is not fleeting. My mind is stayed on God. When your mind is not stayed on God, it means it is double-minded. You don't need a double mind. Tell somebody you don't need a double mind. Fix your mind on God in the name of Jesus Christ. I read again in Luke chapter 12 verse 29. The Bible says, and do not seek what you will eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind, mind that are fixed. They know that God is going to do it, but the matter of time creates anxiety. When is he going to do it? What time is it going to come? Have you ever been waiting for a parcel and you are wondering, when will this postman come? You know that it would come, but the timing can set you on edge. But the Bible says God will show up. And don't worry about time, because he still makes all things beautiful in his own time. Don't allow your mind to be anxious. The Bible says be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The Bible talks of in Mark chapter 5 verse 15, a man that Jesus delivered from demons. And the Bible said, I want to read that. Because that kept coming back to me. Mark chapter 5 verse 15.
The Bible said when people came, hallelujah, and they came and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Right mind. Hallelujah. What the enemy had tormented and distorted, God had corrected. I pray every torment in the mind that makes the mind to lose its form and its shape, tonight, even as we press on, that God in his mercy will give us right mind. Amen. Concerning marriage, concerning finance, concerning your calling, concerning your finance, concerning your health, concerning your children, concerning your stay, concerning your neighbor, concerning your work. By the mercy of the living God, you will be established in right mind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Then the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that there are people that the God of this world has blinded their mind. Do you know, and I believe at the seminar we were told, that we relate to the physical world with 5% of our abilities. 95% is in the mind. You can imagine when 95% of a human person is blinded, even though they may have the physical eyes, but they've lost vision. I want you to wipe your eyes and say, my eyes are not blinded and my mind is not blinded. In the name of Jesus. Blindness such that when things are happening around you, they would have gone before you say, it happened. That's not my portion. Say, that's not my portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. But also because of the God of this world, they don't even value the word of God. They don't honor God. They don't respect God. A young man, I won't say young. I was talking to a man, and sincerely speaking, I got so upset. And he said, I know Nigeria. And he began to mention a few places. So I said, what were you doing in Nigeria? He said, I was dealing in spare parts. So I thought it's one of the merchants that, he said, no, there are many type of spare parts. I dealt in human spare parts. My heart sank. I had to write a report. You did what? But he didn't. He was so nonchalant about it. He was proud. He was boasting. But the God of this world had blinded his mind. And I believe God that because of that encounter, the God of heaven will bring conviction into his heart. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 7, talks about people who are carnally minded. They are aware about God, but they can't submit to the law of God. They are ruled by their senses. They know the will of God, but they cannot bring themselves into the will of God, into alignment with the spiritual dimension of living. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. When you are carnally minded, your priorities are different because you want to please the flesh. Even though it's only 5% of your human self, that 5% can dominate the 100%. And so that even the 95% cannot have expression of godliness. Please shed off carnal mindedness. He thinks about the things that are in the world. But the Bible says it is death. May that not be our portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. But the Bible talks about the mind of Christ. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ. Let me tell you where I found that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I can think like Jesus. He saw 5,000 people that needed to be fed, and there was no money in their accounts, only a little boy's lunch, and said, this is enough. Oh God, I have the mind of Christ. He saw the storm raging. Even his disciples were screaming that this is the end of the road. And he said, peace be still. We are still on a journey. Do you know you are still on a journey? Say, I have the mind of Christ. It's a sound mind. He saw Lazarus dead and buried for 4 days. And he said, no, this one can still live. And called him out of the burial ground. And said, loose him and let him. Say, I have the mind of Christ. That when conditions are present themselves as non-reversible, by the mind of Christ that you have, you can call things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And so as we pray this night, I'm asking that you open yourself, come with a willing mind, that things can change. I want you to turn to somebody and say, things can change. You know, I can see everything sitting in your inner man. Oh, turning. I see everything. I can see the report turning. I see failure turning. I see confusion turning around. So that is why God gave you, instead of fear, he gave you power. Power is that place where you say it is possible. It is in that, at the point of power, that you open the door to the miracle. It is when you stand in power against every contrary and indications and contraindications. It is that power that you need to say, you know what? Fear, you cannot stay here. Hallelujah. I have the power to begin to see things change. Then when you can maintain power, then you go into love and say, God, I know that there is a love relationship between you and I. It is not a contract. It's a covenant. Amen. And by reason of covenant, it's called the covenant of salt. Amen. Have you read that in your Bible? That God made a covenant of salt. Google it. Covenant of salt. When you break salt into pieces, every piece of it tastes the same. It is consistent throughout. It's a, somebody say, I have a covenant of salt. That is, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. What God has said will come. Amen. Through love, you establish the covenant of salt. You say, God, this situation cannot taste bitter because I'm enjoying the covenant of salt. And when you can decree covenant of salt over bitter waters, God, just as God used the prophet to turn the water of the land that was bitter, you pour the covenant of salt, the promises of salt. If God said it to Abraham, he's saying it to you. It's a covenant of salt. If God did it for Matthew, he's doing it for you. It's a covenant of salt. If he did it for Peter, he would do it for you because it's a covenant of salt. All his children throughout all generations are to benefit from it. Your love relationship with God makes you a beneficiary of the covenant of salt. And then you go into sound mind where the enemy cannot buffet you. The situation has not changed, but your mind is stayed on God. Say, this one too will change. Amen. This one too has come to pass. Let's rise up to our feet. Let's rise up to our feet. We want to pray. Lord, we have come tonight to exercise power. Say, I've come to exercise power. I've not come to negotiate. I have come to exercise power. I've come to decree love. I've come to taste of the love of the Father. And I've come to regain sound mind because of the mercy of God. I want you to turn it into prayer. Lord, by your mercy, I have come to exercise power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we decree that, Lord, we are beneficiaries. Oh God of your love, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have the power, Lord, to believe. We have the power to establish. We have the power to make, to see things as God has ordained them to be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we operate in love because you first loved us. We are not letting go of the love of the Father. It has given birth to the covenant of salt. That what God has done before, he is doing now and will continue to do. Your power will not fail, for you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Jehovah Shaddai. Oh God, we come even to regain sound mind over every matter of life, the ones we are going through and the ones that will yet come. By your Spirit, we will not lose our mind. Lord, we have a right mind. We have the mind of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to be praying for the nations. Even as we invite Brother Wiley to lead us in praying for the nations, please say, I've come with a willing mind. That nations will change. They will come to the knowledge of God. They will accept the Lordship of Jesus. Because of the willingness of my mind, other people will come to acknowledge the mercy of God.